It's a Sunday morning, and as I said earlier, the weather looks pretty rubbish today. It's raining. Last night we had thunderstorms and all sorts going on. Some parts of the country, we're hearing reports of shopping centres being flooded, I think in Hastings. There's a lot happening with the weather. Well, let's unpack it all now and welcome our weather expert, Simon, to the programme. Morning, Simon.
Morning, John.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I joined the extra hour this morning. I had a bit of a lie-in, which is quite nice.
Yeah, did you remember to change all your clocks, or is there like one clock that you've forgotten?
The special watch, which is very complicated, was, I think, you need an expert to do it in a watch shop. I got that sort of out about 2 weeks ago. That's my pleasure watch. The other two watches are easy to work out. Those other ones I would use for practical work, working at the cemetery, or just doing chores around the house, which I could work out myself. And then the other watch, clock, it's called alarm clock. It's an old-fashioned alarm clock, which I find quite useful. You know, especially on cruise ships, you can't use your alarm on your phone because it hasn't got it can't track where you are. You literally don't have a signal on your phone on a ship.
Well,
you get no bearing on your mobile phone, so you can't use your alarm clock on your mobile phone on a cruise ship. You need an old-fashioned alarm clock to wake you up in the morning just to let you know if you ever go on a cruise ship, John. Literally.
Okay. I don't go on cruise ships very often, so that's useful to know, though. But yeah, so you've got a good collection of clocks, haven't you? You know, watches of different occasions and all sorts.
Yeah, I'm very lucky, really. Well, I just got the money for it, so I just bought these things over the years.
There you go.
And then that battery's been inflated, and I just go to the watch shop, get paid to get a fix. They sent off to the mechanical shop, they put the battery in and sort it out.
Oh, there you go. So, that's good. Yeah. Okay, and I've just got the most of my time telling devices are phones and things like that, and I've got a smartwatch. They all change automatically. I think the two that I completely forgot about, and the thing that threw me this morning, I walked into my kitchen, I've got a clock that I need to change, completely forgot to change it. So at about 8 o'clock this morning, I'm looking at this clock and it's saying 9, and I'll be like, oh no, I'm late. I was panicking and I realised that I forgot to change it. So, you know, that relief. So, yeah, you'll do that later. The clock in my oven, I might change that at some point. And the one in the car, I always forget as well. So, that, yeah, you have that moment in a few days' time, realising that you got the wrong time. So there we go. So it's all a bit of a palaver, isn't it? Changing all clocks every...
Oh yeah, certainly.
But there we go. We're in winter time now, and it's starting to feel a bit like that with the weather. Certainly got a lot colder in recent days, and a lot wetter as well. I mean, there was all sorts going on with the weather. So what's been happening with the weather then, Simon?
Well, last night there was a mini tornado around Littlehampton, and there was lots of flooding around Hastings. There was a lot of severe weather across the southeast and southern regions. And a few days ago, I think it was Tuesday, I believe, there was flooding across the Isle of Wight, east of the Isle of Wight. The Wurray Line was put out of action. I think it was still out of action, the Wurray Line on the Isle of Wight. And we are looking at potentially, maybe just, we might get a named storm next month on the 2nd of November called Storm Kira, potentially at the moment, John. Potentially at the moment. It's looking like 60 miles per hour, maybe or so across the county, so locally. This is Wednesday and Thursday. It's an ongoing story at the moment. So, yeah, looking out for that one as well. Literally.
Interesting. I was at Wisley Gardens with my mum on Friday, and it was one of those days when it was really hot. At some one point, it started off sort of a bit miserable. Then it sort of brightened up. Then it started raining again. So, you know, I had to keep taking my jacket off, putting it on again, getting the umbrella out. It was a real sort of mixed bag.
Yeah, it certainly was. Yeah, we have a lot of showers this week across the county, so locally while working, especially. And we're going to get a few more today, some more showers later on this morning to the afternoon. And it's going to be pretty showery and quite wet. And there's just no sign of any break for a while of any of this weather system at the moment, kind of about it. And the next week we've got a thing we call explosive hydrolysis. Basically, you've got cold air to the north and you've got warm air to the south, and they basically have a jet stream powering up over 122 miles per hour coming off the southeast as well. Kind of the northeast of southeast coast of North America. It's what we call a sting jet, which powers up the storm, and we can get a very nasty one next week. Maybe, I'm not saying guaranteed, but it could be a storm with an weather warning, potentially with wind and rain warning, both of them basically, wind and rain.
So we've got that.
Yeah, and there's a chance of flooding as well, because so locally, and especially now, because the sun's so low, the sun doesn't have a chance to dry the ground out. If you know, so wet it stays all day at the moment, because the ground, because the sun's so low, the ground doesn't dry out so much, and you've got a perfect recipe for flooding as well around so locally now, especially on low-lying grounds around. Well, you name it, perfect around Old Woking.
Yes, Old Woking particularly. Yeah, particularly that gets flooded quite a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. So we mentioned that it could be incoming, sort of a big sort of weather warning for our area. But what else? I mean, the next few days, going into next week, what can we expect with the weather, do you think?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if this continues on set of weather. We'll probably get some dry spells as well. It was supposed to turn very cold in November, but that's gone away now. It's staying quite, I'd say mild. Chilly by day, probably just a little bit below average from November, about 12, 13 Celsius, but no sign of anything like a hard frost or anything like sniffing snow in the forecast yet. There has been rumours going around that it's a big freeze as you get to November, but I don't think so at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised, potentially, but I think it's at the moment it's very unlikely. But it's just, you never know with the weather in this country. It could warn you on an unexpected thing, and you can get high pressure over Scandinavia, but you can get a real blast of cold air from the east. But the winds at the moment are stuck in the southwest direction. There's no sign of a beast in the east at the moment, but I'll keep you informed, Sean.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, you never know with the weather. It's just the great thing about this country. You know, one minute you've got sunshine, next minute you've got rain, and you've got snow, and it's just like, yeah, just impossible to keep up with it. But what have you been up to there? I know we spoke last week, and you say you're, you know, taking it easy because of, I believe you have a foot injury, so you're sort of resting up. So have you been taking it easy, Simon?
Yes. I've just been doing the house cleaning mainly. I did go out to the Race Station Show on Friday with my friend James and Mark to ITF Racing, which is our radio station show, which I won't plug that in, which is a good show. We did it on Friday. Yep. And because I've signed off from the doctors, I can just... I'm allowed to walk around. I shouldn't be running, really. So I can walk around, but as long as I don't go for a long walk and make it worse. I'm doing a few things like that, which is good. And it was a good show, and we quite enjoyed it. And it's on my YouTube channel if you're interested. And, we had quite a good one. And we went by bus there at the end because James had a phone on the phone, which delayed us, unfortunately. But we got there eventually. And then we went back by train. Then we were delayed on the way back because there were sitting problems on the train.
Oh, perfect.
Which is fun. We got back eventually, John.
So, yes, this is really positive. You know, Mark, James, and yourself, and Mary, they do a show at Surrey Hills Radio called It's That Friday Thing, as you mentioned. It's a program that's put together by a whole team of people with learning disabilities, and it's not just doing the show, you get there independently as well. So, you know, that's really positive. You've worked out the transport, the buses, and everything else. So, that's really good, and it's good that you're sort of part of that.
I think you got a video of us on the bus, on my bus number. I don't know the name of the bus number, but I put it on my YouTube channel for over 30 views now. And so we're interested. It's on my sheets on my YouTube channel, which is quite nice to watch. So we go to heavy rainstorm.
So if we're going on YouTube, you know, there's still a lot to see on there, despite the fact you're resting up. There's still a lot of videos there to watch and enjoy.
Oh, yeah, especially the winter ones, the winter weather forecast, which is quite combustible, which is quite cool.
Okay.
And wet and stormy. Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. So how do we find your YouTube channel? Go on, give it a bit of a plug.
Simon A.G. Evans.
Brilliant. Simon A.G. Evans. Go and check that. Like, subscribe, and all the stuff you do on YouTube, and you can get a little insight into what Simon gets up to. Simon, thank you, as always, for letting us know what's going on with that weather. I think, with the unsettled conditions, we need somebody who knows a bit about weather to sort of unpack it for us. So thank you for that, and have a good week, and I hope the recovery continues to go well for you.
Indeed I will. Thank you, John. Cheers. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
I'll speak to you next Sunday. There you go. Thank you, Simon there. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube if you want to follow his videos.